Brother Smith called me and asked me to take responsibility for the service. And he's let me know that there's several that are sick tonight. He's recovering. He feels like he's recovering, but he was careful. He wanted to stay in one more night and not let this cold night air hinder his recovery. So him and Sister Smith both covet our prayers. I think Brother Michael Smith is sick tonight with a fever. Is that right? Brother Durham is sick tonight, as well as Sister Ruth. I think they both have some sort of fever, throat infection, something. Sister Ann Thompson is sick tonight, not feeling well, as well as Brother Paul Thompson. So we want to pray for them also. Of course, we want to remember Brother and Sister Crow. Yes. Sister Crow's having to use a walker because of her back pain. So we want to pray for her, remember her tonight. You look around, you see that there's several that are missing. And Lord knows their circumstance. We miss Brother Smith, don't we? So let's lift him up in prayer and that the Lord would give him strength. He's got a busy schedule ahead of him. There's the Houston meeting that's coming up, the 21st, huh? Oh, yeah, Houston, okay. Houston is the 6th of February, 6th, 7th, and 8th. I think it starts on a Thursday night and goes through Sunday. The church van is planning to go to Houston. I'm planning to drive the church van unless we have a capacity load, and then we'll work it out. So if you've considered going to Houston and would want to ride on the church van, then please let me know as quickly as you can, and we'll try to make the necessary arrangements. As well as we'll want to try to make sure we get housing, hotel reservations, or what have you. And that's coming up February the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Then there's also a youth meeting in Godfrey that I don't know if we've received a letter. I'm not sure that we'll receive a letter on it. I think it's more of a regional youth meeting. And that's the 21st of February, starts on a Friday night. And the church van is planning to go to that also. We're trying to maybe see about getting some housing there where we won't have the hotel expense. But if we're not able to do that, then we'll be looking at hotel expense for the youth. I think Brother Phil, Sister Chelsea are looking to take the youth to Godfrey, which is fantastic. Appreciate that. So if you have any questions about that trip, please see Brother Phil. And there may be others that I'm not sure what the schedule is for who all is going or what vehicles are going. But the Lord knows, and he'll make a way, I believe that, for all his people. Also, we're considering having a sweetheart dinner that the youth would take the responsibility for and serve our saints here. And so I'd like for you to consider the February the 14th is a Friday night. Obviously, the 15th is a Saturday night. My consideration there is maybe that the 15th might be a better night for food preparation, as well as if anybody had any other, personal plans for their own Valentine's event. So I'd like to put that out for consideration. If anybody has any feedback, I'd be happy to hear it. I'd love to receive your feedback for a sweetheart dinner on Saturday, the 15th of February. And we haven't really worked out the details as far as the meal or the cost. But the end, the objective there is for good fellowship, of course, but also for to use it as a fundraiser for the youth to help build up a youth count for traveling to youth meetings and maybe other events. So if you would take that into consideration and keep our young people in mind, not just for the teenagers, but even for the younger children. You know, we have a great church here, don't we? And I was watching a couple Sundays ago when we had dinner here. Brother Matt and Sister Reva's little girls were sitting there at the dinner table with some of the teenage girls, and they just sat there, you know, like they were just teenagers, and it pleased me. You know, I love that. I love to see young and old fellowship and work together, and that's what makes us a family. We really are a blessed people to be in the house of God tonight. We have other prayer needs, if you would. Sister Claire put the prayer list up. So I thought tonight, in particular, let's hold Brother Smith up in prayer. Let's gird up our minds and draw an eye on the Lord and see what He'd have for us. It's a good, wonderful Wednesday night. It's a good chance to shed the cares of the world and rest in the arms of the Lord. Praise God. So are there any other prayer requests, Brother Wallace? Some sort of infection or, okay. Remember Sister Wallace? Any other requests tonight? Sister? Okay. Let's remember Sister Crafton tonight. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, let's stand and pray and make our requests known before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, what a wonderful privilege it is to be in the house of God tonight, Lord. And we know that there are those who would like to be here themselves. We trust, Lord, that Your loving hand will reach down and touch them, Lord, in their homes and on their jobs, and wherever they may be, Lord, that Your hand of grace would touch their hearts and their minds and their bodies, dear Lord, that they'd feel Your Spirit. They'd feel the love of God. Touch them, oh God, and that they'd know that You're real and that everything about You is real, Lord. And their heart would be joyful, Lord, in knowing that You care for them. Dear Lord, touch Brother Smith and touch his body, Lord, and his mind and give him strength. Dear Lord Jesus, give him wisdom, oh God, on how to go in and out among Your people, dear Lord. And help these that are sick tonight. Sister Ratliff, Brother and Sister Crow tonight, Lord Jesus. Reach down Your loving hand and help them. Oh God, Sister Ann, Brother Paul, dear Lord Jesus. Blessed Savior, Brother Michael Smith. Touch him, Lord. And touch his mind and his body, Lord, and give him strength. Oh, God, Jesus, we praise You, Lord. We give You honor tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Have Your way in this service, Lord Jesus. Draw us nigh to You, Lord. Put Your loving arms around us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Savior, have Your way. Have Your way here tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Thank you, brethren. We'll receive the offering tonight as we open with the band song. Praise God. What a privilege it is to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah.
I want to lift up that wonderful name.
I want to lift up the name of Jesus. I want to sing of my joy. Oh, since he came, I want to tell.
Glorify. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Woo! Yes, Lord. Just praise Him. Yes. Glory, 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 glory. Woo! Glory, glory, glory.
This old man is saying, where do you think you're going? What do you think you're going to do? I don't know. But I feel like the songs tell us. I trust in the ministry, and I suppose that any people that has a job here in the band playing the songs, and the songs they select, it's my understanding they pray, God, give me the song that we need. I trust they do. We're here to worship the Lord, aren't we? Aren't we here to worship Him? Do you want Him? Do you want to touch God? Do you want Him to give you more strength in the Holy Ghost in you? What is the three powers? I just had to ask for one from Brother. You know who I've talked to. The Holy Ghost is the number one. It's the greatest gift ever given to mankind. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God. And most of you here have felt that. And I was asking today, as I prayed and read some in Hebrews, it just touched me. And I said, we're not worshiping Jesus like we ought to. We ought to be more excited about it. Don't we realize what the opportunity is? It's salvation by Jesus Christ. He's the one that earned our salvation for us. And He's making it as a gift for us. The gift of the Holy Ghost is the power that will save your life. If you don't have some of that Holy Ghost, you're just about dead. And you ain't got any life in you if you haven't got the Holy Ghost yet. I don't mean to offend anybody. I don't know if there's anybody here that doesn't have the Holy Ghost. But I know there's plenty of scripture that will prove that you can't get salvation without the power of the Holy Ghost. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. That is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus Christ. It's His Spirit. The same thing. God's Spirit, Jesus' Spirit. And if you got the Holy Ghost, you at least got some of it. But there's a scripture that says He gave Jesus the fullness of the Holy Ghost. He's got the full measure, right? Say the scripture. It's, come on. No, I mean book and scripture. Come on. It's, Glenn, I'm the one that should be able to say it, but I read it today, and it just blessed me, my soul. And it lets me know, and by the scriptures I understand, that I have some of the Holy Ghost in me, but I don't have the fullness of it. Sometimes we're not even seeking it. I find that in me. I'm not seeking the Holy Ghost right now until I got out there and sought it and away it, here it come. I prayed for it, for the Lord to touch me. I'd like to know that I still have some of the Holy Ghost in my life. You know what? I know too much. Listen to me carefully what I mean. I know too much. I'm in dangerous condition. And I ought to be doing more and knowing more, working more for the Lord. How to do it, I don't know. I'm asking God, what can I do? I'm stupid. I can't even remember things. But I want to do something for the Lord. I want more of the Holy Ghost. And if He would see fit to heal my memory, my condition at 73 years old. Somebody said, what are you complaining about? At 73, there ain't anybody around you might find that's got any more brains. Because it's automatic. When you get old, your body starts to fail you. And it don't miss the brain. God help us. But God can help us. And He will help us if we seek. I like that scripture in Matthew, about 10 somewhere. It says, ask. It's talking about God is giving a message from Jesus. He's saying to the people, He said, you need to seek me. And He says, seek, ask, and knock. What does that represent? You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do something. I suspect one of the first things we ought to do is pray for more help from God. Individually and for the church and for all of us. God, give us more truth. God, give us what we need to go on in power. With a power like a jet rocket. Not a jet rocket, but I don't know what kind of rocket fuel they use in things, but there's a lot of atomic power in there. There ain't no more power more than the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you. You get the Holy Ghost, you got power. You got the man of God on your side, and you're on His side. He's on yours, and you're on His. You get that Holy Ghost, I want it in the full package, don't you? I want the whole thing. There's something in me I despise. It's my nature. That old carnal man. It just gets me down sometimes. I feel disgusted. And it just seems like God's left me at times. You ever feel like that? Well, that's what I was praying for today, and I got it. Glenn, remember that. Remember that, Glenn. God help me. God help me. I don't know why I got up here, but I got so excited when I started speaking in tongues. God still loves me. I believe He loves us. If you got the Holy Ghost, you better believe He loves you. You don't get the Holy Ghost without asking God and seeking for Him. And listen for the message. Listen for the Word of God. And pray for the ministers who bring it to us. God help them. That's why my brother got up and asked prayer for Brother Smith. I was too. I just feel like he's one of the best we've ever had. And he ought to be the best we've ever had. Because he's the last one we got right now. The past ones are not able to help us now. But their word that they taught us, we ought to recall and remember it and be thankful for it, because we got another man that got some of this message from one of those past men. And he got it from some other past men. Comes to all the way back to Brother Souders, as far as we know, in the men of God. But in the Bible, we find out a history of God dealing with mankind. The whole Bible tells the history of our whole purpose of life. God had a plan, and he created his own, Jesus. Think about that. And he set Jesus up to do a job. God led Jesus to finally come to this earth and pay a price for us, because all of our sins from the first fall of man. But God had a plan, and he used Jesus, his son. But he had a hard time still trying to serve and trying to save the Jews. They were Jews, all right. But God still loves the Jews. He's going to save them. I don't know if he's going to save all of them or not. I don't know everything either. But I know we have a hope. People, all of you here, I don't care if you have the Holy Ghost. If you don't, you can get it. I'd like to get into scriptures almost and get and show one scripture that I found on my own. I don't remember anybody talking about it like I saw it. It's 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and the part of it that I like starts on the 9th verse, and that's as far as I'm going to go. But here's what it tells me. It says, you got to have the Holy Ghost. That's what it comes up with. Because it says you can't understand the Word of God without the Holy Ghost. You have to have the Spirit, and it'll be revealed to you. You can't get the truth. Even somebody stand there and talk to you 50 years. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you never get it. You got to have the Holy Ghost. That's what it's for. Read those scriptures and you'll find out that's what the Holy Ghost is for. And it's a gift of God. And the only way God would give it to us nasty old humans, crooked, liars, killers, murderers, one of the first men that came into the world after Adam killed his brother. First murderer. It's nothing new. I could almost guarantee you by statistics somebody's getting killed right now. Look where we're at. You know what? Don't you think we're blessed, really? If you count up the cost, if you add it all together, and when, sometime when you're in the dumps and don't think you can do anything, God don't love you. I wonder how many people thinks God don't love them. I got to a point I didn't think God loved me. It drove me to desperation. I had all I could see was all the evidence that he didn't love me. Because I sought the Holy Ghost and sought the Holy Ghost every Sunday night when I was about 6 years old. Somewhere in there is number one digit anyway. And I can barely remember all the children going to the altar and all my buddies seeking the Holy Ghost. I mean, the family members got around us children and let us sing songs from the Bible. And our pastor there didn't think that we needed a Sunday school, because he was the Sunday school teacher in the church. And he gave us that little period of time of attention to let us all get up, line up, and every one of us had to say something to learn to talk and testify. And I forget it. I had a little scripture. I think it was Jesus wept, because that's the shortest verse in the Bible. And I'd get up and say, Jesus wept. And I did it because everybody giggled. I got attention. Isn't that the way of the nature? But it worked for me. I was glad to get up the next time and say the same thing. And when we sang, I learned the song and I could sing with them. And they'd stop the music and let us just, all the kids sing voice at times. And I remember one time I sang out loudest. I just did it because I wanted to be heard. And I held my head down after that the rest of the day. I was so ashamed of myself, but my brother just chewed me out good. My big brother did, not my little brother. Anyway, I don't know why I keep going on here, but this is so important to me. I want us to not let the Spirit leave this church, don't you? I don't know if I can do this again, but I'm here, and I just want to ask us all, what can we say that would God would be pleased in it? What can we say? Those songs that you gave us here starting out was trying to help us praise the Lord. And it said, lift up your hands. Here lately, about, I don't know, a month, I've got a problem in my physical condition. I don't know what they call it. Something some said something is my problem. Said it. I've got too much of that, whatever that is. Anybody know what that is? What's said it? I don't know what it is, but I think it's part of arthritis, because that's the one thing that I know I got. It hurts. I got another pain in this neck. Hasn't went away since November of the previous year. I've still got that pain in my neck. Talk about a pain in the neck. I got one that won't go away. And it's not you, and it's nobody else. It's me. I got the pain. And I don't know, but God didn't put it there for me. All things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. And I want to prove to him that I love him. Praise the Lord. How about, come on, help me. Would you stand up? Make an effort. Don't be shy. Get up and say, praise the Lord, because I love him. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Savior, hallelujah.
Oh, praise.
Praise Him.
Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. I pray. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory.
Yeah.
He touched me. Glory, glory.
That's right. Business for the King. Glory, glory. We're on business for the King. Glory. Woo. I tell you, I appreciate what you said, Brother Weininger. I feel like out of breath here. Well, when you said not let the Spirit leak out of this church. Woo! I've been feeling that for a long time, Brother Weininger. Woo! I get hungry. Woo! Glory! I get hungry for the Spirit of the Lord. Woo! Oh, glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's nothing more precious than to feel that sweet Spirit when it comes pouring through and it touches you. And you woo! And you can feel it all over your body. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. And I don't know... I don't see how people, I'm like, I don't see how people can just say it. Like, look, I'm sorry. I'm not rebuking, but I'm like, oh, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to just do something. I'm like, well, then I'll probably look like an idiot. As my mom used to say, an idiot, you know. Oh, glory. But I mean, there's some times I thought, I just want to get out there, boom, take off. But I thought I'm probably the only one, you know. But I appreciate it, Brother Wander, because I mean, I've been feeling that Lord, we just can't, you know, we glory, 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 thank you, Lord. And you know, I mean, I mean, I can go to the Baptist church and say it. I mean, glory, woo, glory, glory, woo. And I know that it's not all in shout, and it's not all in the but listen. We can't, you know, we just can't let that spirit, you know, you got to have the spirit. You can't, when I said you can't have too much of the word and not the spirit, then too much spirit. I believe we got to have some spirit. Woo, glory, glory, glory. I mean, I'm not dead yet. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. But I appreciate it. I was feeling what Brother Wanager said, and I got so tickled seeing him out there just getting such a blessing. It gave me a blessing, but I appreciate his mercy and his love, and I'm like, I come on business for the King, brother Wanager. When I come here, I don't just come here to sit and do my own thing. Glory, glory, glory. Woo, thank you, glory. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory, glory, glory.
I was gonna jump up, but I've been taught manners. I'm not gonna jump in front of somebody. But I tell you what, I've been feeling that for a long time. The last couple of services, Brother Pryor and I talked about it a little bit about true worship, about really seeking God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, coming here and lifting His name up. This is what it's about. It's about worshiping Him. It's about praising Him. I've been thinking about David, how much he. You know, he was a man after God's own heart. Why? David, thank you, brother. Maybe I can breathe enough right now. You know, David was a man after God's own heart, but why? He made so many mistakes, made so many bad decisions, but because he knew how to worship the Lord. He knew how to lay himself down and prostrate himself and say, God, I'm not worthy. I'll fall on your mercy, God. I'd rather put myself before you any day than this world, God. And I've just been thinking about David and something I looked up. This was a while back, but I come across it. When did I come across it? I come across it tonight. The spirit coming in, the spirit of worship, those songs, and what Brother Weininger was saying about truly trying to seek after God. But I looked up worship and reverence and the definition. And in worship, it's adoring reverence to pay divine honor to, reverence, a feeling of deep respect tinged with awe. I put the two together, to pay divine honor to God with a feeling of deep respect tinged with awe. You know, this is God we're talking about here. This is not a football game. This is not some job. This is our life. This is our life today. We're not just coming here to whisk away 2 hours of time, go home and go about our business. This is our business today. This is it. This is our life. This is what we live for. This is what my heart needs. I need that relationship with God. I need that every day. I need a stronger walk with Him. Because this world is getting deeper. It's getting more and more evil. You look around and you wonder, how can it get any worse? And they prove you wrong. It can. Every day. But thank God we have a hope in Him. We don't have to dwell on that. We know where our hope is. We know where our life is. We know where that power comes from, like Brother Weininger was saying, and that sweet Holy Ghost. And I was thinking about that, you know, I do truly appreciate having the opportunity to have been a part. I didn't appreciate it when I was there, but to have been a part of a Christian school. Because, you know, memorizing those scriptures, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's what it means. Put it in my heart to really go over it. Not just to memorize, but one day when you have it in that memory and you're going through those tough times, that it's just like what Jesus did when he was tempted in the wilderness. He was able to pull those scriptures up and say, no, 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 man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I was thinking about one of my favorites. Now, when I was a kid, the reason it was my favorite is because it was short. It was five verses. So it was like, all right, I got 31 days to memorize five verses. And then after, and this is one Sister Tally can attest to, Sister Stewart can attest to, we memorized it almost every year. So after, you know, a couple times, well, great, I know what it is now. And so I could just say it and you're done. But, you know, today it's got a different meaning for me. There's more meat behind it. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. You know, I want to make a joyful noise, not just when things are going my way, not whenever the boss has told me, hey, you get a raise, which doesn't happen that often, but not when that happens. No, no, not whenever I find out good news, but even in the valleys, in the rough parts of time, when the bills are coming in and I don't know where the money is coming from. When things are coming my way, I should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I should say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity. You know, I can't grow in faith. I heard this today. I heard about Warren Buffett, that he has is making an offer for this March Madness, and it's truly madness. It's all about college basketball, that if someone will fill out a perfect bracket, that he will give them $1 billion. That's just crazy. But I was thinking about that. And I went off, and my flesh was over there, and I was thinking, wow, what would you do with $1 billion? And, you know, I start going, well, everyone in the church would have a new home, and we'd have a great assembly, you know, a big new church. And I was thinking about that. And you know what? I thought, and then you wouldn't have to have any faith in God, would you? And I started trying to get a little introspective. And I said, you know, I know why God has you in the job you're in. Because you need that. You need that pressure. You need to wonder what's going to happen. You need to say, God, I need help because I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do this week. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I have a God in heaven that does. I know He's able to provide my needs. So you know what? I may fill out a bracket. I don't know. I may pray over it even. If it's God's will, who knows? I'm just saying. But when reality comes back into play, and I don't win that $1 billion, I serve the Lord anyway. I bless Him anyway. I lift His name up because He's worthy of all praise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Have I ever had any days? See, I'm going to put all this to me. You can say it to yourself, you know, in front of a mirror if you want. Have I ever had any days when I didn't serve the Lord with gladness? When I was throwing me a pity party with my party favors and my little hat on, and I'm just upset and you can't make me happy. I want to be in a bad mood. So, you know, someone says to you, having a good day? No. Want to hear about it? No, I don't want to be like that. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Why? Because He is worthy of all honor. Of all honor. He is God. There is none other like Him. He cannot be fathomed. He's God. He is God. When we come before His presence, we should be in awe. On our knees, bowing before Him, saying, God, You gave me an opportunity even to be here. You gave me an opportunity just to breathe this air for one more day. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. I should be glad every day I'm given another day. Come before His presence with singing. How many times? And I'll give Brother Painter a rose. I like giving roses now. Not at your gravesite. You know what? You don't hear about it. How about today? I'm going to give him a rose. All the hard work that's done up in that PA staff, in that the media area. Hey, does anyone have SoundCloud, right? SoundCloud. Let me give a little commercial for it, okay? This is what Brother Painter's been working hard on. It's an app that you can get all the different songs, he updates it every now and again, from our services. Okay, I mean, you click on it, it's better than Pandora. Hey, it's First Gospel music right here. And if you're having a bad day, if you're having a pity party, then put this music on. I guarantee you it'll lift you up. I guarantee you you'll be singing with gladness and saying, man wins Wednesday. Man wins Sunday. I got to get there. I need another dose of the Holy Ghost. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. You know what that says right there? Let's flip that around. Know ye that you're not God. That's what it says right there. It says, know ye, hey, guess what? You're not God. That means quit trying to solve all the problems of the world. That means quit trying to do things within your own strength. But bow down before Him. Let Him have His perfect work in you. Let the Holy Ghost have His perfect work. Quit striving against God and say, God, where do you want me to go? Just like He said to Peter, you know, when you were young, you went where you would. But when you're older, it's not going to gird you, and someone's going to take you where you wouldn't go. We know it's talking about His death and things to come. But sometimes, when I get in my flesh, I don't want to go where He says go. If I'm in my flesh, I'm going, I'd rather be over here, Lord. It's hot over there. I like it just right. Okay, this is not Goldilocks, okay? This is God we're talking about. This is God saying, but you got some flesh. Let me tell you, we're going to have a barbecue. We're going to cut a little of that flesh off. We're going to burn it up, get that stink out of here, so you can be closer to me, so you can reach that reward. And that's what it's about. I'm sorry I'm a little bit excited tonight, but you know what? I wasn't throwing a pity party, but you know, to feel that precious Holy Ghost, I tell you what, I know why we need a new body. I'm not as mature as Brother Weininger in age, but this ain't a young body anymore. And when I get sick, I'm not getting over this quick anymore. And I was thinking out there, I need some more Holy Ghost, but oh, this is getting rough. You know, thank the Lord we have that hope, though. We have that hope of that celestial body. Because you know what? I'm not digging this terrestrial one. I understand that one day, that the new earth dwellers will have that, and the bananas as big as their arms, but I want to go visit Pluto. All right? You know, I want to see if it's a planet or not for my own eyes. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. Literally, the way He wrote that, it is not we are. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. I didn't make myself. I'm not the one. So I need to be giving honor to who? The one who did. I need to be given, it is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. I am His people. I am the sheep of His pasture. I'm in His pasture. And bless God, I'm in His pasture today. I can come in here and I can have a place of rest. A place of refuge. Where like, you know, Brother Weininger was saying, there's many things going on in this world right now. Sad things. Things at this very moment that you and I, it would bring us to tears. But bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Where are we at right now? Where are we at right now? We're in a heavenly host right here. There's heavenly host among us. Are you not messengers for God? I'm surrounded by angels right now. We're coming together right now in a heavenly place and worshiping the Lord. Where else would we rather be? And you know, if I've heard of saints of old that passed in church, what better place to do it? What better place to die with your boots on in that way? If I could be lifting my arms up and praising God and go out of this world that way, what better way to go? There's no other place to be than in the house of the Lord learning about Him. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. With praise. Sincere praise. Do you have anything to thank God today about? Do you have anything to tell Him, you know what, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm walking, you know, like I said before, I came to this Christian school. I had an opportunity to be on the basketball team. I was the best bench warmer that First Gospel has ever had. Let me tell you, I still have splinters. But I got out there occasionally, and I actually hurt my, as little as I played, I don't know how I did it, I still hurt my knees playing basketball. So now sometimes I'm out there dancing, and I'll do it, and it'll be one of these, whoa, you know. And I'm thinking, but I'm middle-aged. I shouldn't be feeling like this. I should be able to do all sorts of stuff. But I can't. But you know what? I can still move. And Brother Wyatt can say, well, what are you complaining about? You know, I can't do what you can do. All right, well, with what I have today, I need to exercise. With what I have today, because I may not have it tomorrow, so if I have full range of motion today, then my hands need to go up. I need to have those receptors up to God and say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit, Lord. I need more of your Holy Ghost, Lord. Let it come into me without measure, Lord, to fill it bubbling over. Cleanse away my sins, Lord. Cleanse away my thoughts, Lord. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You know, and look at that. There we go into right there, his name. Well, we know it's not just talking about the name of the Lord or Jesus. We know it's that authority. We know what goes in with that name. You know, we're in his name. When I come here, when I worship him, when I lift him up, when I seek his face, we're in his name. We're in Christ. That's where we want to be. We want that. I want that to continue in that opportunity to reach the bride of Jesus Christ. And I need to stay ever in his name. I need to be in Christ if I want to have that opportunity. If I want to be able to attain those different wonderful blessings that God has out before, it's all about, though, today. It's all about my relationship today. It's about if I choose to praise him today. It's about if I choose to lift him up today, because I don't have tomorrow. Now, when I wake up, if I wake up tomorrow, then it's another choice for me to say, I'm praising you today, Lord. I'm taking another step today, Lord. I'm lifting you up today, Lord, because that's the day I'll have. And in that day, I will lift him up. In that day, I will praise him. I will praise him, for he is good, and his mercy is everlasting. You know, and we know, we have insight into that. We understand about his mercy. One day, when the resurrections occur, when the judgment seat is here, the mercy in that standpoint is going to be done. But you know what? His mercy is everlasting for me today. For me in my life today, his mercy is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting for you today, Sister Dolores. In your life, it's everlasting. You are a child of God, called of God. Now, it goes to us. Do I work faithfully to become truly chosen in him? God, today, do I lift my hands? Today, do I choose? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And his truth endureth to all generations. To all generations. You know, I'm so thankful that's in there. You know why? Because when this was written, none of us were alive, were we? None of us. But this says to all generations. That's you and me. That's where we have a hope today. Because his mercy endureth to all generations. To your sons, to your daughters, and to those that are afar off. That's us. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's enough to shout about right there. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. So I just wanted to get up tonight and lift him up, extol his many virtues. I tell you what, I don't know if I can now. Excuse me. But I was thinking, that was an awesome selection that you had. But I was thinking, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. What is it? Our God is great and is greatly. And greatly to be praised. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. What about you tonight? Are you going to praise the Lord? Are you going to choose to have that heart of gladness and praise him with all your heart? Oh God, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh God. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Oh God, bless your name, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb, Lord. Oh Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
great and greatly to be praised. Praise the Lord. Let everything that I breathe praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great. He's greatly to be praised. Let everything praise the Lord. Oh, let everything that I breathe praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great. He's greatly to be praised. Let everything praise the Lord. Oh, let everything that I breathe praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great. Oh, yes, he's greatly to be praised. Let everything, oh, glory, glory. Let everything that I breathe praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Let everything praise the Lord. Let everything that I breathe praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For God is great. What is greatly to be praised. Let everything praise the Lord. Woo! Glory.
Let everything that I breathe praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. For God is great. And he's greatly to be praised.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. He'll go with us this week. Praise God. He'll lift up the sick. He'll strengthen the feeble knees. Praise God. He'll give you what you need. Trust him today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's be dismissed in the praise of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is great and greatly, greatly to be praised. Praise God, praise God. See you Sunday. Hallelujah.